सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु
गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः
गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
सो वी आर इन चैप्टर 21 of Canto 3. So, Vidurji asked one question to Maitreyji and he wanted to know about the lineage, line, his vansa of Swayambhu Manu. Why he asked for lineage about the Swayambhu Manu? Because many Rajas are going to come in that line. And those Rajas, those kings will show path of spirituality to many. So one of the duty of Raja is to see that the spirituality is shown to subjects, to Praja. Therefore, Vidurji is asking that question to Maitreyji. Please tell me about who were all born. And he already said that Priyavata and Uttanapad, Sutau, these two sons, you have already mentioned about that. And he has your three daughters, Akuti, Shruti and Devahuti, three daughters. Please tell me about them. Prajasri Jeti Bhagwan Kardamo Brahmanoita. And tell me about the Kardam Muni. Kardam Muni got married to Devahuti. He want to know more detail about that. Okay, then Brahmaji told Kardamji to, okay, you go and beget children, get married. So he meditated for 10,000 years in Satyuga. We are talking about Swayambhu Manu, who is the first Manu. The first Manu, and in one day of Brahmaji, how many Manus come? 14 Manus come. This is first Manu, and now going on is the seventh Manu. So how much time, can anybody tell me, how much time of 12 hours has already passed? 12 hours, one day, in one day, 14 Manus come. Now it is the seventh Manu. So we have not covered the sixth hour. Sixth hour is going on. Another 6 hours of Brahmaji still to go. You have to reflect, you know, contemplate in this way. How much time is left in one day of Brahmaji and all that. Then Tavat Prasanna Bhagwan Puskaracha Krite Yuga. Krite Yuga means Satyuga. When he meditated for 10,000 years, then Bhagwan became very happy. And he took a form and came in front of him. Then from verse number 9 onward is the description of the Lord. Satu Birajam. Satu Birajam said Kardam. Him Birajam Arkabham. Arkabham means Bhagavan is Birajam. Rajam is dust. Birajam is Without any contamination. Without any contamination means without any material entanglement. We are all contaminated. By whom? Material things. We roam in material things. And Bhagwan is Virajam. And how is Arkabham? Ark means sun. Abham means light of sun. It's as effulgent as sun. Now Kardam Muni is seeing Bhagwan. And how is that? Sit Padma Utpal Srijam. Srijam is a garland. Wearing a garland of Padma, lotus, Utpal, lily. He was wearing that garland. And Snigdha Neela Alaka. Alaka means a curl of hair. Black. Neel means black, sleek black. Brata and abundance. Lot of hairs. And Vakram Abja Virjo Ambaram. And the face is like a ambaj, like a lotus. And wearing a cloth which is Virajaman, spotlessly clean. What else is he wearing? Kiritinam, crown, kundalinam, earrings, sankha, chakra, gadadharam. In the three hands, conch, chakra, disc, and gada, mace, dharam. What about the fourth hand? Sweta utpal, white lily, utpal, kridinakam, and playing paras with that white lily. Manasmasmite ichanam. And he is glancing. Ichan means seeing. Smita means smile. Sparsa smite ichanam means what? When you see, it is very appealing to your mind. That form of the Lord is very appealing. And where is he standing? Vinyasta charna umbhaja ansadese. Ansadese means the shoulder. Shoulder of whom? Gurutmata. Gurutmata is Garud. Garud is vehicle of Bhagwan. So one lotus feet is on the shoulder of that Garud. Where is that? Drishtva khe avasthitam. Drishtva, having seen in khe, khe in the ear. We always have to remember that the form and actions of Lord is always Divya Divine. Lord can do anything. We cannot stand in the air. But He can stand. Divya. Khe avasthitam vaksha sriya kaustava kandaram. And on the vaksha, on the chest, sriyam auspicious kaustava kandaram. Kandaram means on his neck, he is wearing that Kaustabman. The appearance is being shown how it is. This far we have seen in our earlier class. Now verse number 12.
Jata harsho patan murtna kshitau labdha manorathah girvi swabhya krinat priti swabhavatma kritanjalihi.
Jata harsha naturally jubilant. Now, Kardam Muni has meditated for 10,000 years so that he can see Bhagwan. Now, Bhagwan is in front of him. So naturally, he will be happy. Jata harsha, happy. Then, apatat. Pat means to fall, like patjhad. You say in Hindi, patjhad. Patati means to fall. Apatat, he fell down. Who? Kardam. Fell down. Murdhna means the head. Chito means on the ground. Labdha manoratha. Manorath means having achieved desire. So whatever he desired, he achieved it. He wanted to see Lord. And the Lord is in his presence. So his desire is fulfilled. Now, he prostrated to Lord. Girbhi means prayer. Now he started his stuti. He will praise Lord. Girbhi, stuti. Tva Abhyagranat. Abhyagranat means satisfied. Being satisfied, whatever he wanted, he got it. Priti Sabhavatma. Priti Sabhavatma means whose heart is by the nature always full of love. Whose heart? Kardam Sala. Kardam meditated on Lord for 10,000 years. He has got a love toward Lord. His heart is full of love toward Lord. And how is our heart? Full of worldly things. Love to our world. Then Kritanjali. Kritanjali, Anjali, Kritanjali. Folded, with folded hand. Now with folded hand, he is praying. Who? Kardam. To whom? Lord Narayan. Sri Hari. So having realized the ambition of his life full of joy, the sage prostrated with his head touching the ground, his heart naturally full of love of God, with folded hands, he satisfied the Lord with prayers. He started his stuti. See, Kardam felt his eyes full, Kardam felt fulfilled today. Why fulfilled? He wanted to see Lord and now he is seeing Lord. Lord is present there. If we remember, some Mahatma comments, if we remember Lord without any desire, sakam desire, without any worldly desire, then we will get darshan. But if we have got desire and we contemplate on the Lord, what will happen? Lord will say, you want only worldly things, okay, you lelo. You want some paper dollars. Le lo, paper le lo, be happy. He will not get darshan. Okay, now the question comes, how to meditate? Refer chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. How to do meditation. Or in Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, you will find how to do meditation. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharna, Dhyan, Samadhi, steps are given there also. But in all cases, one thing is common. What is that? Be free of material desire and attain realization. In Vedanta also we say, be free of your vasanas. Then you can realize. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra is the same thing. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Prana, Pratyahar, withdraw. Withdraw from the world. Then only will be Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi will happen. See, in all methods, one thing is common. You have to withdraw from the world. But how the sansari sadhak, which path he follows? Dharma artha kam moch. We are told, do your dharma, righteous action. With the righteous action, you earn money, artha. With that money, you fulfill your desires. When desires are fulfilled, by the righteous action, with the right money earned, dharmic money, and kama, kama you satisfy your, what will happen? The vasana will come down, then moksha. Fourth step is moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. This way we have to do. But we are not always dharmic. Since we all pursue our selfish actions, so we are ready to do something adharma always. Ready to compromise. Ready to compromise. Okay. So once you attain that Param, that Supreme, that Brahman, that Om, or if you meet Narayan or Sri Hari, you will get bliss. You will get Sukh. Many times we have seen, where is the Sukh? It is inside. Who is the source of all Sukh? Atman or Brahman or Bhagwan? We say Satchidanand, he is the source of all Sukh. So when we transcend BMI, OET, then only we can reach. If you say, no, I want BMI and OET also, and I want this also, this will not happen. You have to withdraw from BMI, OET, then only you can get that permanent sukha. So during the sadhana kal, what happens once you are doing the sadhana, you can get 8 types of siddhi, it can come, you know. You become want to become light. You don't have to go to gym to become light. I just want to be light. You become light. I want to become small. I want to become heavy. Everything will come automatically. Or I want Starbucks coffee. It comes. See? It comes. Siddhi. But siddhi is not our goal. Siddhi is not goal. It will distract you. We have to go beyond siddhi also. All siddhis are also in maya only to distract you. Kardam, even seeing the Lord, asks for material thing. Kardam, many times we say we go to the temple and we ask for the material things. It is not so. And we always criticize. Always we criticize, you are going to the Lord who can give you everything and you are asking for petty things. But here is an instance we saw that Kardam also asks the material thing. He will tell what he wants. Kardam ji will tell what he wants. But in his case it is a little bit detour, but he will come to spirituality again. Within the same life he will going to come back. It is a little bit of detour and it shows a path to all of us that by that detour path also you can reach that. Okay. But normally Bhakta, what he does, he accepts material things only which are necessary from the world. Necessary from the world. We have to stay in this world. We have to maintain the body and all that. It is needed. Material things are needed. But don't accumulate too much. That is putting in more time for accumulation, taking more worries and all that. Take only that much which is required from the world and pursue your goal. And once you reach that goal, then you come to know you don't need all these things. You don't need that much of things. It will be taken care of by Lord.
Rishi Ruvacha Jushtambat Adi Akhila Sattva Rasehe Samsiddham Maksnostava Darsananaha Yaddarsanam Janma Bhiritya Sadbihi Ashasate Yogina Ruda Yoga.
Jushtam is attained. Jushtam attained. Now Kardam, Rishi Uvacha means what? Which Rishi is saying? Not Maitri here. It is the Kardam Muni is now praying to Bhagwan. It's a dialogue going between Kardam and Bhagwan. So Kardam is saying, Jushtam attained, but aaj to Bhagwan mil gaye. Wah. Adya, now I am seeing Bhagwan. Adya. Akhil sattva rase, akhil means all, sattva rase means sattgun. All goodness is there, happiness is with him. Embodiment of goodness and happiness I am seeing in front of me. Bhagwan sattva rase, reservoir of goodness, sattgun. Why do we pray to you, Lord? Because he has got sattgun. Many times I have said sattva-guna. And what is the manufacturing defect of jiva? Rajoguna and tamoguna. And what is the path of salvation? We have to go from rajas tamas to sattva. Rajas tamas to sattva. Who has to put in effort? Jiva has to put in effort. Bhagwan in Gita also has said, Nitya Sattvasta Bhavarjuna. O Arjun, you always try to remain in Sattva. Acha, who can give me sattvagun? Suppose I want money for my mission and I go to a beggar. Will you be able to give me money? I have to find out who is the rich person here and go and tell him, paisa do. So I want sattvagun. Where should I go? To rajoguni. To sattvaguni. Sattarase sansiddhyam. Sansiddhyam is complete success. Akshano, two eyes. Tav, you. Darsanatnah, from the sight. Nah means us. I am seeing you with my own eyes in transcendental form, in the Divya form. I have attained, I desired that thing, and I got it. Yad darsan, the sight of whom, yad darsan, sight of whom, janma bhi means through birth, idya, idya means worshipping, worshipping. Sad bhi means gradually elevated persons. It takes long time to come to that state, to see Lord in that form, sad bhi. Asaste aspire yogino road yoga. Yogina means those who are the meditators, the yogis. Rood yoga, having obtained the perfection in yoga. So by yoga marg, all the yogi want to see that form. And they aspire for a very long time. Now he is able to see him. Able to see him. So by having the vision of thy form of unsullied purity and holiness, our eyes have today learned the real purpose of their existence. So real purpose of existence is not to see the world. The real purpose of our life is to see Bhagavan in this life. Yogi of high attainment long to gain this vision through the practice of spiritual disciplines for several lives. Panchadasi, anek janma bhajanat, same thing. To purify your mind, it takes long time. So yogis in many lives, they have purified time. They purified their mind. And what is the purpose? Purpose is to see Lord. Okay, so Lord is described here as the reservoir for all goodness and pleasure. Acha, how will I get it? One thing we go and ask in the temple, always beg, Bhagwan de do. Sometimes he gives, sometimes he doesn't give. What is the easiest way? It is said, when the seeker employs his BMI in service of the Lord, he is on the highest perfectionist stage of goodness. When I utilize my body, mind and intellect in the service of Lord. Service of the Lord. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, we saw the example of Braj Gopis, they have employed all their equipments, body, mind and intellect for the service of Lord. They are doing household work, everything they are doing. But everything from the morning onward, everything is the Lord. They will take bath, they will wear good dress. Why? Because they are going to see Bhagwan. They will milk cow, they will churn butter. Why? Bhagwan will come and take butter. He will eat butter. Everything for Bhagwan. Everything. So their personality is totally immersed. Similarly, the same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita, and we are, at least I must have said 10,000 times, we have to do karma yoga for the happiness of the Lord, for the happiness of the Lord, for them. This is our archana. We have to start. There is no other way out. We have to do it. So if we do it, then we will get that sattvagun. Sattvagun. And this is bhakti yoga. This is bhakti yoga. When your all equipments are utilized for the service of the Lord, then it is bhakti. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is not, we have seen in Narad Bhakti Sutra, only doing puja is not bhakti. Puja is bhakti. Kathasravan is bhakti. When we are doing the Atma Chintan, we are studying Vedanta is also bhakti. But Naradji says, if your all actions are for the Lord, that is bhakti. Now see the definition of Naradji. Naradji definition is inclusive of everything. If you are doing all actions for Bhagwan, puja is that, in that definition. Shravan of Katha is included in that. Atma Chintan is included in that. Everything. All actions for Bhagwan means what? Again, karma yoga. In different ways, it is karma yoga only. Okay. So, kardam is seeing Bhagwan. It is the fruit of bhakti yoga. So, we have to serve Bhagwan tan, man, dhan. With body, with mind, and with all our power or whatever our position is, that we should do that. Next.
Ye mayaya te hatameda sattvat padaravindam bhavasindu potam upasate kamalavayate sham rashi sakama nirayepi yesuhu.
Ye means those persons. He is talking about the jiva. Those persons, te mayaya, by your maya. Maya is power of Bhagwan. Those persons, because of the power of that maya, hatmedasa means they lost their intelligence. Hatmedasa. In Bhagavad Gita, these people are called alpamedasa. Alpamedasa means those who have got only little bit of intelligence. Alpamedasa. Tvat means your padarbinda. Padarbinda. Pad means feet. Arbinda means lotus feet. Bhavasindhu potan. Your feet is the boat to cross the sansar. Bhavasindhu. Bhava means sansar. Sindhu means ocean. Ocean means, why always sansar is compared to ocean? Because we are not able to see the other side of ocean. If you stand on the shore of the ocean, you can't see the other side. Bhava sindhu. Similarly, this bhava sindhu, this sansar, is very difficult to know how to come out of it. Khatam hi nahi hota hai. Pata nahi how many millions of lives we have taken, we are still in bhava sindhu. अभी भी हम लोग हैं उसमें वी आर इन दैट बिकॉज वी हैव टेकन बर्थ भव सिंधु पोतम मीन्स इज अ बोट इफ यू टेक द हेल्प ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स फीट वर्शिप दैट फीट फॉर क्रॉसिंग दिस भवसागर यू कैन गेट इट बट अल्पमेधस व्हाट दे डू अल्पमेधस उपासते कामल वाया उपासते समझो अल्पमेध बिकॉज ऑफ द माया शक्ति ऑफ द लॉर्ड उपासते दे वर्शिप कामल वाया फॉर ऑप्टेनिंग ट्राइबल प्लेजर्स फॉर ऑप्टेनिंग ट्राइबल प्लेजर्स मीनिंग प्रेइंग टू लॉर्ड फॉर मेटीरियल थिंग्स ट्राइबल प्लेजर हाउ लॉन्ग यू विल गेट प्लेजर फ्रॉम anything of object emotions or little bit. Even if you ask for the $1,000,000, $1,000,000,000,000, after this body falls, you cannot carry it to your another life. Sab phaltu hai, bekar sab hai. Tribal thing, tesam there, asis means, please bestow, kaman, niraye, ye, shu. These desires can be fulfilled by Bhagwan even if you are in hell. Even if somebody is in hell, if he prays for a desired thing or material things, it can be fulfilled. But we in the human form, if we still don't worship the feet of the Lord for crossing the sansar, then he says, you are hath medasa, you have lost your intelligence. Your lotus feet are the true vessel to take one across Bhavasindhu. Only persons deprived of their intelligence by the spell of the Maya will worship those feet for gaining the tribal and momentary pleasures of the senses, which even a person in hell can attain. However, O my Lord, you bestow mercy even on them. You see, the kardam is thinking, kardam is saying all these things to Bhagwan. Kardam is saying all this to Bhagwan, ki those who are all hatmids, those who ask for the tribal things. And he is thinking he is really kardam. Kardam means kichar. Kichar means? What do you say, slush or what? Muddy water. Kardam is thinking that I am kichar. Why? Because he is going to ask something tribal. Okay. And because he did tapas for 10,000 years, and what was the purpose of that? Because his father said, now beget children. So for getting a suitable wife, he has done tapas of 10,000 years. 10,000 years. Marrying a girl of the suitable wife. Okay, bhakta is of two types, you know. One is the want for material things, and other you can see Lord. So those who want material things will never come to see Lord. Kabhi nahi milenge. But others can see it. So a jnani will never be able to see. The jnanis can see. So those who ask for tribal things are hatmedasa. Hatmedasa means with a lit intelligence. Or in other words, they are fools, they are mood. One should serve Lord to cross the sansar. Okay, but Lord's promise is yo yamyam tanum bhakta sraddhya architam icchati tasya tasya achalam sraddham tam eva vidadham. Whatever you pray, whether you want material things or you want the spiritual things, he said, okay, you have got a sraddha in me, faith in me, or Bhagwan can give me material. Now I will give you material thing. You don't ask for spiritual things. I will not give you. If you want the spiritual thing, you want to go beyond the sansar, okay, you ask me, I will give you that also. So Bhagwan can give you anything. It's up to us what we ask. Next.
Tata sa chaham pariboru kama samana shilam grihameda dhenum upaivan mulam ashesha mulam durashaya kama dudhangridhi. Dudhangripasya.
Tatha, similarly, now he's putting his, what he actually wants. Tatha sa, sam is myself, cha aham, also I, pariboru kama, desiring to marry. Bhagwan ko kata hai, mere ko shaadi karni hai, I want to marry. Lord is there in front of him. I want to marry. Tribal pleasure, you know. And he is telling what type of girl he wants. Samana Silam, a girl of a like disposition. He is telling, it's not one like ek ladki de do, aisa nahi hai. What type of girl should be? Samana Silam. A girl of the like disposition. And only Grihameda Dhenum, in married life, she should be a cow of giving plenty. Plenty means she should serve in the household life. Plenty. Upeyvana, having approached Mula Asesa Mulam, I have reached to the root of the all roots. Asesa Mulam, Bhagwan is standing. You are root of everything. You see, normally for getting a wife, people worship some other lord, not Bhagwan Hari. See, but he is worshipping the mool. Mool means the root of all, for getting his desire to be fulfilled. Durasa with lustful desire. Kamduk angripriyasya. Kamduk. Bhagwan is Kamduk. Angripriya is like a kalpatru. Whatever you ask, he will give you. He is in front of you. You can ask anything, he will give you. But he is asking about a suitable wife. So I am one of those ill-motivated person. Kartam is accepting that. He knows I can ask for mukti to go beyond the samsara, but still he accepts I am one of those ill-motivated person approaching thy feet where one can could get all desires as at the foot of a kalpatru. You can give anything. You are like a kalpatru. Jo mango wo milega. I desire to acquire a woman of a suitable temperament. I want a woman of a suitable temperament and outlook of as my wife, a woman who will be kamdhenu in domestic life. In the domestic life, she should be helpful. See, kartam desired woman of the suitable temperament. Earlier, you see, the parents used to search for the suitable bride or bridegroom for their children. And they will consult if some connection is coming, oh, I have got a daughter or I have got a son. So they will take it and go to the astrologer. Why? To see the suitable temperament. Suitable temperament? Iska gun milta hai ki nahi? Iska gun milta hai ki nahi? Suitable temperament is there, no? Psychologically, oh, compatibility hai ki nahi? They see. Acha. That means inner instrument. That means subtle body. Compatibility is there or mind, intellect, or vasanas are same or not? Vasanas are same or not? In, you must have seen in all around, we also know a couple of people there. One person is very spiritual, other is very material. One wants to go to club, another wants to come to satsang. It's there. Mm-hmm. You find a lot of people like that. Okay. Kardam wanted suitable temperament so that wife can assist in spiritual purpose, not considered nowadays. Nobody wants a wife doing whole day puja and all that. Spirituality hai nahi. But Kardam wanted a wife who can assist him in puja, in the spirituality and material advancement also. Later on we will find what was the power of the Kardam. He made an aeroplane with like a palace. Everything was there. Description will come later on. He has got such a power. And traveled all over the world. Came back. In Bhagavatam Canto 2, we are in Canto 3 only now. In Canto 12, it is said in Kali Yuga, marriage will be only based on the outer beauty only. Only outer beauty. So the moment outer beauty is gone, what will happen? Divorce. Divorce. Okay. People worship for good wife or Uma, but Kardam worship Lord. Bhagavat says, that you can worship Lord for anything you desire, or niskam, no desire, or desire for moksha also. So it can be a material thing of the world, you can pray to the Lord. Or if you want to serve Lord niskam, to purify your mind, that also you can do it. Or if you want mukti to go beyond the sansar, In all three cases, you can pray to Lord. So that is why Kardam prayed to Bhagwan.
Prajapateste vachasadhi satantya lokakilaya kamahato nubattha aham cha lokanugato vahami valim cha shukla nimishaya tubhyam.
Prajapateste adhisha. Adhisha means king. You are king of all Prajapati. Prajapati means lord of all beings. Like Brahmaji is Prajapati, then there were Daksha is the Prajapati, the different Prajapati. Prajapati, you can say, I mean the head of different states. We have got 52 states in America, each has got its own head. And then the head of all these is somewhere in your Washington. But who are you? You are adhish of even who is sitting in Washington. Then vachasa, vachasa means under direction, tantaya means rope. Under your direction everything is happening, as if by rope, loka means the conditioned soul, jiva. We are all jiva, loka. Perhaps by your direction, all the jiva, kilaya, kil ayam, these indeed, Kam hato anubuddha means the conquered by desire. Because of your direction, the Maya is playing here, and everybody, all conditioned souls are as if roped in by the kama, desire. The desire is coming in all of them. Truly speaking, when you come to know the Lord, there is no desire. There is no desire. Why desire comes? I want sukh. The desire is coming because I want sukh. But once you come to know, you are the source of sukh. So will you search for the tribal petty sukh in the world? No. You will go to the world for the petty things of khana chahiye, piyani chahiye, one eyes need a shelter, that's all, khatam. I don't need anything else. Aham cha lokanugato bahami, aham I. Lokanugato, all the followers, those who are other jiva, they are all followers. Bahami, offer, balim, oblations, ja sukla nimasaya tubhyam. Sukla means Lord. We all are giving our oblation to you, O Lord. Animishaya tubhyam, existing as a eternal time. You are time also. Truly speaking, he is beyond time. Here we are seeing in Bhagavatam that you are time. Really speaking, he is beyond time. O my Lord, you are master and leader of all living beings. Under your direction, all jiva, as if bound by rope, are constantly engaged in satisfying their desires. Kardam is saying, what is our avastha? All jiva, as if by the Maya, under your direction, they are all engaged in fulfilling their desires. Fulfilling their desires. Dekho sab kuch, whatever is written here is all still true here now. Following them, O embodiment of unalloyed virtues, Sukla, I also bear oblation for you who are eternal time. In Kathopanishad, or everywhere it is written, that the Lord is the creator, sustainer and dissolver. He is Srishti Karta and he maintains the Srishti and he dissolves the Srishti also. That is written in them. Now a question may be asked, spiritual advanced seeker like Kardam, why Kardam did not ask for moksha? Why Kardam did not ask for moksha? Aata na ek sawal karne mein. Bhagwan khade hain, you should ask for the moksha. And you are saying, chalo bhai, shaadi karao mera. He was told. You see, one thing more we have to understand here. In Ishavasya Upanishad, it says, the first mantra says, Ishavasya idam sargam everything is covered by Lord. And everything, whatever is there, is of the Lord only. Because He is the creator, He is the sustainer, He is the dissolver. Who is the real owner of this earth? Now we are saying this building belongs to Chinmay Mission. This land is owned by Chinmay Mission Yamunotri. But before 2008 or when did you buy this land? 2003. Who was the owner? Not Chinmay Mission Yamunotri. Somebody else was owner. Before that. And when the total dissolution will be there, who will claim who is the owner of this land? Who is the real owner? Lord. So Kardam is thinking that if I want to marry, I should take the permission of the Lord because everything belongs to Lord. Whole creation belongs to Lord. So if I want to take anything, in Ahimsa Vasa first mantra it is said, don't take others' wealth. Don't take others' wealth. So whose wealth is this whole world? Bhagwan. So he wants to marry. Therefore he is taking permission from the Bhagwan. I want to marry, you give me permission. Okay, Kardam addresses Lord as the Sukla, it means leader of religion. Bhagwan is the leader of religion because he gave Ved and everything. What is Dharma and all that, he has already said. So one who is pious follow the religion laid out by Bhagwan. Whatever is written in the Ved and the Shastra, we should follow. Because these all Shastra are given by Lord only. We should follow that. So what is written there? What is written there in all Shastra? At the end of Bhagavad Gita, it is a Sarva Dharman Paritya, Mamekam Saranam Braja. Mamekam Saranam, you surrender it to me. Leave everything. So we should all surrender to Lord.
Lokanscha Lokanugatam Pashumscha Hitva Shritaste Charanata Patram Parasparam Tat Gunavada Sidhu Piyusha Niryapita Deha Dharma.
Lokanscha, worldly affair, those who are engaged in the worldly affairs, and Lokanugatan, the follower of the worldly affairs. The one is the worldly affair, Lokanscha, and Lokanugatan. Lokanugatan means those who are the followers of the worldly affairs. Pasuscha, beast, hitva, having given up. Sritaste means taken shelter. Where? In your charana. Charana means your feet. How are your feet? It is said, atapatram. Atapatra means umbrella. So next time when you want to get your umbrella from house, you can use this word. Atapatram. Patram. Patta. At. It protects you. Atapatram. In villages in India, you will find people make this umbrella made of patram. Not the cloth and all that thing. Decorative thing. Atapatram. Patram. Parasparam, with one another, tvad guna vada sidhu, tvad your, guna means quality, vad means discussing. And how is this your guna? Sidhu is intoxicating. Kardam is saying that we should discuss what? We should discuss your qualities, your guna. Tvad means your, guna means qualities. How we should discuss? Vada. Vada. And Sidhu, Sidhu, intoxicating. How it is intoxicating? Piyush, it's nectar. If you listen to the stories of the Lord or His qualities, it is like nectar. You want to listen again and again, again and again. Niryapit, Deha Dharma. Niryapit means extinguished. If you do that, Niryapit Deha Dharma. Lord will take care of all what is your needs and everything. So deha dharma, primary necessities of your body, he will take care. So how about persons who have given up stereotype worldly affairs? There are two types of people. One who has given up the worldly affairs, others, and the beastly followers of these affairs, others are fully in vishaya. One is who is withdrawing from the worldly thing, and other is who is fully engrossed in the worldly thing. Both of them who have taken shelter of the umbrella of your lotus feet, either you are vishayi, vishayi means fully engrossed in the world, or the people who have withdrawn from the world. Who will withdraw from the world? Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. Bhava sukhe, in the bhava you are seeing, there is a dos. I never got fulfilled. Every time I am running, I am getting little bit of sukha, again I am unhappy. Then people run for the, where can I get the permanent sukha? Then they come to satsanga. Who have taken shelter of the umbrella of your lotus feet by drinking the intoxicating nectar of your qualities and activities in discussion with one other, can be freed from the primary necessities of the material body. So whether you are engrossed in the world or whether you are withdrawing, if you take shelter in the feet of the Lord, he will take care of your all primary necessities of the material body. So the principle of the animal life is eating, sleeping, mating, fear and depending. This is the animal life. They are always dependent on something. Human have intellect and get themselves free from the bondage and become mukta. We have got the intellect. So we can come out of all this thing if we use our intellect properly. Enjoy OET, enjoy object, emotions and thought of the world. How? Tad udita karma swanusthiyatam. Have you heard this line? Nahi. Kahan hai? Sadhana panchakam. Vedo nityam adhiyatam. Ved is to be studied every day. Tad uditam karma swanusthiyatam. Whatever you have studied in the Ved, as per that, you should act in the world. Tad uditam karma samyam. Now, how are we acting? Without studying scripture. We are all doing karma. But the Shastra tells you how to do karma yoga. The karma, the actions which we are doing now, will not unite us with the law. Shastra tells us how to do karma which will unite you with the Lord. Shastra is not going to tell. In last 6 years we are studying scriptures. Nowhere we found that Lord is saying you do this thing, you do this thing, you do this thing. No. He never said that. Taduditam karma sunishtiyatam. As per the scriptures, whatever is written there, according to that, we should act. Why we should act like that? To reach the state of abhay. Abhay means fearlessness. What is the state of fearlessness? To know Brahman. Brahman is called abhay also. Brahman is abhay. Why Brahman is abhay? Ekam. Because he is only one. The fear comes only when there are two. If there is only one, kisse dar lagega? Whom will you fear? So this sansar we have to cross. And what is this sansar? It's a continuous janma mrityu, birth, death, continuously it is going on, birth and death. We are born, we will die. Again, we will be born. It will continue. So chanting, hearing his glories, tvad guna vad sidhu, do this thing to cross sansar. The word is there in the third line. Tvad guna vad siddhu. Tvad guna means your guna, your qualities. Vad, discuss with one another. Tvad guna vad siddhu. Siddhu means intoxicating. Why it is intoxicating? Pius, it is nectar. Those words are nectarial. What we discuss. Which gun we discuss? Kaun sa ornament achha hai? Which sari is good? What new things has come in the market? What is on sale? Kya bikri mein hai? This thing we discuss and share. Is it not so? To cross sansar sagar, what we have to do? We have to continuously employ our mind in Bhagwan. Always. Now it's already time. Om
Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru.